The meeting of the Inner Circle is intended to be inspirational, motivational. It's intended to provide us with an opportunity to get beyond all of those things that we are consistently bombarded with through commercialism, capitalism, and all of the things that we hear that put us in positions where we are not consistently supported in realizing that there is one eye, one real eye, one absolute eye that sees through our own very eyes. The meeting of the Inner Circle is intended to give us opportunity to take some time to relax a little more, wherever we are, whatever we're doing, whomever we're with, to become ever more conscious and conscientious of the blessing that we have each been gifted with each and every breath we take, with every step that we've made, with every beat of our hearts, and to understand that we, as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal parts of that absolute and eternal presence, have duty and obligation and responsibility to apply ourselves wholeheartedly towards standing in the fullness of our truth, for being responsible, able to respond to that which is need in our now time, being able to do that which need be done because it need be done, and we have talent, skills, abilities, heritage, and that which has been the blessing of the Creator because it has animated every atom and every cell of our being, and there is nothing impossible unto us because we are these points of its presence. The issue for us is coming to that point of care, coming to that point of conscious thought, coming to that point of conscious consideration, consistency in consideration and turning our conscious thoughts into the absolute whole of existence of which we are all part. We cannot at this time be authorized by anything other than that which authorizes us in existence, the intelligence of existence itself. Nobody can really take responsibility for giving you the right to be wrong, the right to be mistaken, the right to just do any doggone thing you want to do, regardless of how it impacts and affects the lives of the lineages of those that you represent. We are being called to order because there has been a prophecy, there has been a promise, there is that which is already triumph on the horizon. Fighting freedom is not what we're here to do. We're here to surrender unto the laws that govern life, so that we can come to that point of being where we glorify the lineages that we represent. We're here to put ourselves in position where we do that which is ours to do by virtue of the intelligence of existence, motivating us, inspiring us, whispering to us, supporting us, protecting us, so that we can stand in harmony with its order, its will which is for the continuous progression of its presence through all orders of being and through all lineages. For each lineage is like a thought that has issued from the Creator's mind. And it is for each generation to become a more idealized, more expressive, more potent expression of what the Creator intended for that lineage, as that lineage was imbued with so much of the own of the Creator's own talent, skills, abilities, power, potency, effectiveness, and gifts to gift to the world. We are in that now moment where we have to reassess everything, because basically if everything were right and everybody who has influence in the world, particularly those who are making decisions on behalf of those who are not thinking, and their decisions have shown and proven that they are not motivated by that which is light, that which is right, that which is love, that which is facilitative of the people's well-being, facilitative of their exaltation, facilitative of their harmonization, facilitative of their realization, facilitative of them standing in the light of the intelligence of that which they are as living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal parts of that absolute and eternal presence that is the whole of existence itself. You and I have been gifted with something that is much greater than anything that we can work for. Every atom and every cell of our being is completely permeated in the intelligence of existence, and perfection is an inherent part of existence, but yet you deny that there's anything that's perfect. The earth itself is moving through the heavens and is surrounded in the heavens and is a center of existence itself, because there is so no more of infinity to the left or up or down or to the right of it. We are in the center of infinity and eternity, and that which we are is like a cell within the body of the absolute. We are journeying here and we have no idea where we're going, and you think that you've come to the earth, up out the earth like dust. You came to the earth through the wombs of your mothers, and when it comes time for you to make your transition from the planet, you do not need to have died. You do not need to have forfeited your rights to be continued in existence as a result of failing your earth residency course in the University of Cosmic Wisdom. We are here as students of eternity, students of immortality, students of infinity. Our beingness is here to glorify the intelligence of all beings, regardless of how small or how large. Everything that the Creator created alive, everything that Mother Earth birthed alive, has the right to its life. And she says that everything I created, you all kill. Everything I created, you destroy. Everything I created alive, you capture it. You put it in zoos. You put it in jails. Everything that I created alive, you bastardize. Everything I created alive, you decide that you are going to pull it from its natural place and make it subservient to your own will and objectives. You are out of order. We are facing annihilation from the face of this earth as a result of being in default of what it is to be human. For being human is to be divine. Being human is to consciously recognize that you have the right to work on behalf of all intelligences of existence in the perpetuation of existence to the glory and the exaltation of all of existence itself. We are here to be the hands of God and Goddess. We are here to radiate its intelligence, to be the answers to the problems and the solutions that are needed in this now moment. We cannot take that which Mother Earth intended to help her in her healing, her regeneration, her cleansing, and then subject it to our own greed and put it in a position where it no longer is able to participate as an intelligence of existence that it has been gathered from the bottoms of the oceans, like the lobsters and the clams and the crawfish and all of those things who were gifted to the earth to help clean the earth from the feces and whatnot. So they've removed hundreds and hundreds of tons of these creatures from the earth so that they can rot in the intestines of people, while at the same time they're dumping hundreds of millions of tons of feces in the oceans. We are dealing with darkness as ignorance, as the epitome of stupidity in doing that which undermines our own existence. And when people find that they have been in error, they will not make the correction that is needed. For life will be forever forgiving, forever patient, forever cultivating and nourishing, nurturing you so that you can come to that which is radiant in life. We are like the weeds that have been asphalted over for the highways, and we will continue to raise up each generation. If the next generation will not do its work, the next generation will become even more potent. We are in a day and time now where we need to accept and recognize that the strongest ones of us, the most potent of us, the ones who were designed for this day and time, are living now. We cannot continue to stand on the shoulders of those who have come before us and not do what they did. It is for us to do better. It is for us to do more. It is for us to be on target and on track for what is actually needed. Intellectualization, rhetoricizing, philosophizing is not good enough, because our children are dying. Our elders are passing forward with no graciousness, with no real maturity in wisdom. We are at that crossroads where those of us who are living now have to come to a point where we are willing, we are committed, we are absolutely charged and caring to stand in the fullness of all that we are on behalf of all that have come before us, all who are with us, all who were slain and sacrificed and died and raped and hung. We are here to glorify the absolute, and it is now the establishment of its law, its light, its order, and its truth. And there is no liberation that will come to any people who will not come to order, who will not come to law, who will not come to reverence, who will not come to respect the intelligence of existence that permeates every atom and every cell of your own being, and all of the lives of those that we see and witness, and all of those who have eyes to see. For every eye sees as a result of the Creator's own eye. And we disrespect it. Every time we look in our own eyes, we act as if God is not there. And so you were told to know yourself. You were told to ask, and it shall be given. To knock, and the door shall be opened. To seek, and ye shall find. Did you ask for the solutions to our problems? Did you ask for the strength and the courage to stand as one of the most influential, potent, knowledgeable persons on the planet for the purpose of standing as a liberated being? You cannot be about in truth and not do that which will help your own liberation. An enslaved people are not able to liberate people. Those who seek and accomplish liberation. Being freed from fear. Being free from the lies. Being free from the doctrines, from hypocrisy, from contradiction, from inconsistency. Being free to stand in the light of intelligence of that which we are, fully integritous with the intelligence of our own beings. For our liberation is about our consciously, caringly, consistently pursuing the path of wholeness. Bodies, heart, minds, lives, and soul. To be economically sound and be killing yourself will never lead to liberation. To put yourself in a position where every time you have a meal, you are undermining your own cellular functioning and giving complicity to your own oppression, as the methodology of oppression has been to oppress us at our cellular level. Though you labor 24 hours a day on behalf of the liberation of us, and you don't do that on behalf of the liberation of yourselves, then you will be consistently caught in the cycles of struggle. And struggle does not lead to liberation. The commitment to struggling is the commitment to doing that which you are not committed to doing, because you will not do what's necessary to accomplish it. And so we have to not only strive for consistency in understanding what is the issue amongst those who are the ascendants and descendants of humanity. What is the issue with those who are kind of human? The issuisms are completely poisoned with the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, artificially colored, artificially flavored, artificially sweetened things, with BHA and BHT and sodium benzoate and all manners of sodium nitrites and preservatives. Our bloodstreams were meant to be clean, just as the waters of the earth were meant to be clean, and our bodies, just as the earth, are completely self-healing and self-regenerating, provided that we get the quality of substance nutriment, and that which is intelligence, designed by the intelligence of existence, to assist ourselves in being cleansed, in being nourished, and regenerating, putting ourselves in a position where we are like those alkaline batteries, able to hold the current of life itself. So to strive for ideals without consciously committing to law is to be committed to struggle. We are in that now moment of existence that requires us not only to seek, but to apply that information and knowledge that we are coming to. Your spirit recognizes what it hears as truth, and you have that responsibility at that time to make adjustments and shifts to accommodate that which your soul, that which your life force is recognizing as truth, that which is meant to help free you. But if you will not apply the love, the lessons of the truth, you will not allow the Creator to give you more, because it sees that you have done well with what you have been gifted. So how could you destroy yourselves and expect to get something greater? There is nothing greater here than that which constitutes your own body, heart, mind, life, and soul, and the legacy of the lineages that you represent, and the potentiality and the dynamic of those who have yet to come. There is nothing that we can be gifted that is greater than who and what we already are, but naked. And if we do not value ourselves to that extent, then there's no way that we can properly be in worship and reverence to that which is the source of our being, that which some of you call God, that which some of you call Allah, that which some of you call Jehovah, that which some of you call Elohim, that which some of you call Yahweh, that which some of you call Yahweh. It doesn't matter what you call it. The intelligence of existence is calling forth those who are points and parts of its own presence to glorify it, to come to a point where we stand in the fullness of the living testament and testimony of its triumph in our lives. For that is the kingdom and the queendoms of light having come. We've been praying, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. And then we do whatever that we want to do. Understand why we're suffering. We are in that now moment of eternity that requires us to have a wholehearted commitment and desire to our liberation, to our freedom, to our being able to stand in the light of intelligence of who we are as men, the progenitor of lineages of people, and wound men. The perpetuators of lineages of people. For life is very exacting, and the laws of life are very exacting. Everything that we see externalized in our lives is a reflection of the reality of law at work, whether we have been conscious of utilizing the laws or not. So whatever degrees of suffering, whatever degrees of pain, whatever degrees of dis-ease, whatever degrees of lack, whatever degrees of worry, whatever degrees of stress, whatever degrees of addiction, whatever we are dealing with is as a result of the laws that have brought those things to us, because where we allowed our minds and our thoughts and our hearts to dwell. Which is why you were told, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and all else shall be added unto you. What does that mean? It means that you have to find that place in that space of perfect peace and perfect poise in resting in the ever-embracing arms of the ever-present and knowing that it has your back, your front, your all. It has never abandoned you. It will never abandon you. And you need to give it your full attention and your full respect. The Creator cannot be your hobby while your business and your plantation job and all of that consumes all of your time. Coming to the point of integrity, oneness with the intelligence of your being, cannot be just something you attend to every now and again. And you survive. And you are not racked with sickness and disease. Sickness and disease come as a result of dwelling in the illusion of being separated from God, being separated from the intelligence of existence, being in a position where you have not acknowledged that your law, your life, is regulated by law. And that law of existence and the laws of life and the laws of nature, the laws of the universe, cosmic law, is much older than all of the scriptures combined and all of the saints, the saviors, the prophets, and the gods themselves. So there is no book that can justify you being out of order and out of synchronicity with the intelligence of your own being, and you be correct to follow it. For the Creator does not need a book to communicate with you, to speak and whisper into your own ear, for it is your ear. It is every atom and every cell of your being, every tissue, every fiber, every gland is permeated in the perfect intelligence of the absolute presence and the absolute reality. But you will not claim that's the truth of your being. You're claiming being black, you're claiming being enslaved, you're claiming being this and that and the other. And basically, we must really do that which is necessary to affirm the truth of our being. Know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. I am, and we each are living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal parts of that absolute and eternal presence, whose presence constitutes the whole of existence itself. It has given us every opportunity to turn any and every thought unto it. It is patient. It has been nourishing you and calling you forward, giving you everything that you could have the thought to ask for, apply yourself to. So why have you not become a liberated people? Because you've not been applying yourself to becoming a liberated people. You've been applying yourself to lifestyle or a certain job or a certain degree of comfort or a certain degree of freedom to do whatever you want to do. And none of those things will accomplish that which will accomplish freedom and liberation, which is a complete surrender. A complete love and light and delight and truth and glory and praise and thanksgiving, reverence and respect and appreciation, love and appreciation for the blessing in being. And consciously seeking to be the blessing, to be a blessing, to make sure that you live the quality of life so that when it come time for you to make transition from the planet, you did not do it because you died. Your body was so full of parasites and maggots and bacteria and flukes and worms and pinworms and hookworms and acid crystals from digesting the flesh of dead animals, the uric acid, all the carbohydrates, the carbonic acid, and the milk and dairy, mucus and pus of cows, the lactic acids that you were evicted from your body because it could no longer hold the charge and the current of life itself. That's death. When it comes time for us to make transition from this planet, we need to have already started the process of cleansing, purifying, renewing, and recommitting every atom and every cell of our being by transmutating them into conscious immortality, by taking the time, the courage, the responsibility to speak the words of truth and to infuse every atom and every cell of your being with the truth. I am that I am. I am a living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal part of all there is as existence itself. I am part of an infinite and eternal presence. I cannot touch death. Every atom and every cell of my being is completely permeated by the light and the perfection of the intelligence of all of existence, which is timeless, infinite, and eternal. I can only be immortal. But if you do not think that thought, then you will not have that programming because you are allowing yourself to be penetrated by all of the lesser thoughts of being a sinner, being black, being enslaved, being this. We can no longer spout our experience of being whores and prostitutes and niggas and thugs and this and that. We have to affirm the truth of our being. And that quality of truth will allow for the alignment, the harmonization of every atom and every cell of our being with every breath and every heartbeat. And we have to cleanse. We have to respect that cleanliness is next to godliness. It doesn't mean that you trash your body with all manners of pig feet, chitlins, all of these things, and then try to keep your house immaculate, for you live in your body. Our liberation is contingent upon our surrendering and submitting and loving and reverencing the laws of life, cleansing and purifying ourselves so that we can exemplify our own desire to be held in the law of life, so that life everlasting is our inheritance. It is that which we've earned, and conscious immortality is that which we have been applying ourselves to in radiating the truth and the light of who and what we are. There is no greater degree of political consciousness that you can come to than vivid self-representation in the light and the truth of who you are as a living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal part of that absolute and eternal presence that is the whole of existence itself. And it doesn't matter whether you are a descendant of or remnant of the Aboriginal, Indigenous, or Native peoples, or whether you are those who are kind of human and constitute humankind. The fact that you have breath and heartbeat holds you responsible for being able to respond correctly and directly to the will and the intelligence of existence, to do that which is with its will, to do that which is consistent with all other intelligences of existence, in the perpetuation of existence, for the glory and the exaltation of existence, on behalf of the cosmic whole, and to the glory of the lineages that we represent. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle with Adama. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle. And I pray that you are always finding greater degrees of inspiration, greater degrees of motivation, greater degrees of information that will spur you forward intensely and forthrightly in being able to facilitate the quality of changes in your thought, changes in your habits, changes in your circumstances and situations to truly reflect more of the truth of who you are. And so that we can come to a point where we who are gathered in this now moment have opportunity to really realize that we are these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal parts of that absolute and eternal presence, whose presence is the whole of existence itself. We give thanks for the opportunity to breathe, the opportunity to be, and for all of those who have gone on and come and gone before us. We need to be extremely, extremely conscientious of building upon their legacies and their strengths, but not being so thoughtless that we continue to replicate that which was a part of their way of doing things, which cannot be properly utilize in our now moment, for our now moment is ours. And those of us who are living now are being gifted and have opportunity to be gifted with the quality of insight, inspiration, intuition, and wisdom that is needed to qualify us for continuance in existence, now that we realize how much of the world is in under devastation and disease and distortion and dysfunction, that we as a humanity of people and those who are kind of human and humankind are all in the same boat, for we dwell upon this planet Earth, who is in the greatest need of liberation. No one needs liberation greater than the Earth herself and the creatures of the Earth and all of the intelligences of the Earth, which maintain and sustain her movement throughout the cosmic in her journey in fulfillment of who she is as a citizen of the cosmic. So therefore, we are in that now moment where we have opportunity to harmonize, to be actualized, to come to that point of realization where we accept our own personal responsibilities to be able to respond correctly and directly to that which is need, that which is in fulfillment of her needs, that which is in the fulfillment of what will allow our lineages to be glorified after so much distortion. You and I are very capable people. You and I have the opportunity to do that which has yet to be done. We have the opportunity to truly bring our children forth with the right information. Truly bring our children forth in light and in love and in absolute truth. We have an opportunity to exemplify and radiate and be consciously participating as a global family in the restoration, reconciliation, realignment, and reentombment of humanity with our inherent purposes in existence, to function purposely in existence as those who are the perpetuators and progenitors of lineages of people. There is an absolute and eternal presence of which we each are held. We have our being in it. We have our breathing in it. We have the intelligence of every atom and every cell of our being completely animated by it, permeated by it, pervaded by it. And we are now in that moment where we have the duty, the obligation, and the responsibility to consciously call forth, affirm, and declare the truth of our beings. And that truth is the same regardless of what hue of people we are, regardless of how defiled and distorted we may be, regardless of what we eat, regardless of what we do, regardless of our socioeconomic status, regardless of our preferences, our sexual orientation, our gender orientation, regardless of what we lust for, what we are willing to die for. You and I are these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal parts of an absolute and eternal presence whose presence is the totality of all there is as existence itself. And with each and every breath we take, we are held within the fabric of existence, within infinitude of all beings, seen and unseen, within the earth, within the oceans, within her depths, within her bowels, upon her mountains, within her caves and her valleys. You and I are participating within the rituals and the ceremonies of existence with all creatures in existence, and we are being called forth by the administering intelligences of existence, the cosmic mothers, the universal mothers, and the spirit of our Mother Earth to consciously harmonize ourselves with all of life itself in order for us to be qualified for continuance in existence. Otherwise, she will continue to raise completely up, to quiver, to shake and quake, until all disharmonious and disobedient, disregarding spirits are released from this earth residency because of their refusal to cooperate on behalf of the whole of existence itself. People have been praying and praying in all manners of faith and in all tongues, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. The kingdom has come, and thy will is being done. And that will has to take charge in our own lives, the will to be harmonious, the will to be filled with a rejoicing and a delight and a reverence and a respect for the blessing and the gift that we've been given in being. The opportunity to truly be harmonized in the absolute truth and reality that all things are governed by absolute law. And we have been faced with this thing called struggle, and the commitment to struggling has been as a result of being committed to consciously trying to have the results, the peace, the poise, the power, the harmony, the prosperity, all of those things that everybody would seemingly want to have, but you cannot have them if you are not willing to harmonize your life in the laws of life, in the laws of existence, in the laws of nature, in the laws that govern your being able to be in the fullness of your integrity as a living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal part of all there is as existence itself. For those of us who are human beings, men, the progenitor of lineages of people, and wombed men, the perpetuators of lineages of people, are held by duty, obligation, responsibility, and breath to be perpetuators of life. And so the inherent irony and contradiction within these continental United States of America is that you have the government and the religions and the churches and the institutions and whatnot who do not provide the people the quality of support that they need to be integritous with the truth of themselves as the progenitors and the perpetuators of lineages of people, so that you have generation after generation after generation after generation of children who were schooled by the public school systems in not realizing the intelligence of their own beings. They were fed the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, allowed to suck on all manners of colored candy, sugared, sweetened things, and parents, as well as teachers, as well as preachers, as well as business people and whatnot, have all been in complicity with the undermining of the children. So here we have, after generations of such thing going on, you have children that have been, that have matured, not realizing that they are held. By cosmic obligation, responsibility, and being to be aware of who and what they are as progenitors and perpetuators of lineages of people. And they have been working towards their own defilement, degradation, distortion, dysfunction, disease state, and been producing other beings within that. And so we have those who are working harder every day to make sure that we have more prisons, we have more juvenile detention centers, we have more way of punishing those who have been the victims of this corporate entity and deity called America. And so those of us who are calling and crying forth for a remedy in the situation have to take a good assessment and toll of our own degrees of complicity in this, in the poisoning and the undermining of ourselves, our children, and the earth itself. And we must make restitution. We must call for a cleansing, purification, renewal, rebirth, resurrection, regeneration, rejuvenation, so that we can truly represent the truth of who we are. For that is liberation, is being in a condition and state where you're freed from distortion, you're freed from disease, you're freed from despair, you're freed from being so tired and so sick, so infirmed, so stupid, so non-caring and nonchalant, so inept, ineffective, so that the only thing you're good for is puppeting, being puppeted. So now you hear the children talk about, well, who they gonna work for and getting a job and getting a job, and that's as much as they can see is about getting a job. When we were not put here to work jobs, we were here to fulfill purpose. We were here to fulfill destiny. We are here to realize the truth of our own beings as conscious, living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal parts of that absolute and eternal presence, whose presence constitutes our own very presence and the intelligence of every atom and every cell of our own beings directly. So that if you have no commitment to being clean, if you have no commitment to a clean bloodstream, if you have no commitment to sobriety, if you have no commitment to being potent and effective in your living, then you have no commitment to liberation, and there's nothing that you can truly do on behalf of liberation if you will not take conscious responsibility to become a liberated person. And that is about asking. That is about caring. That is about seeking. That is about praying. That is about humbling and submitting yourself in your prayers and your meditations and your journaling and your writing, so that you ask for that, because you will never get it if you do not have sense enough to ask for that. Nobody can liberate you if you will not do that which is consistent in allowing you to become harmonious with the laws of existence and true to the truth that is your own being. And all of the marches and all of the demonstrations and all of the gatherings that show our numbers, for we already know we're numerous. We already know that the humanity constitutes billions of people upon the planet. but billions of people upon the planet who are not able to function in the fullness of that which they are. As intelligences of existence, as perpetuators and progenitors of lineages of people, as perpetuators of life itself, are in jeopardy of being completely wiped out. And so as we consider what the consequences of being in default are, in terms of annihilation, in terms of being found guilty of being in default of what it is to be human, in terms of being in complicity and complacent with the corporate deities of death, then understand all the money that you have in the world will not save you. All of the insurance, all of the hospitalization, all of the health care for a death-perpetuating continent and country will not save you or deliver you. You can call upon the name of any saints and any saviors all day and all night, and until you come to that degree of care and love and tears and repentance and conscientiousness, cognizance, acknowledgement, communication, application, supplication, and to the intelligence of your own being, there is no deliverance or salvation. You will have a tragic date with fate. And when is the right time to die? When is the right time to be killed? When is the right time to confront the consequences of all of your wickedness and your evilness and your disobedience and your just failure to apply yourself to your blessings? You and I are in a now moment where it is so auspicious because the fulfillment of the will of the Absolute, the wheel of the Absolute is in progression. And the progression of errors, as we have recorded them as history, the progression of errors, as we have experienced them in the light of our experiential experiences, we are coming to that point where we have to, if you care to live, take the time to get beyond all of those things that constitute and allow you to not be cognizant and aware of the harmony of existence and the oneness in being. And so we are not licensed to be here as killers, because the law is thou shalt not kill, or as a better way to express it for where we are now, thou shalt reverence and respect the presence of the Creator as it is manifesting and womb manifesting through every order of existence, through every being. And to understand that we dwell within its intelligence. We are held within the body of God, the body of the Creator's presence, just as fish are in the medium of water, until they are taken out by hundreds of thousands and laid up on ice so that you can feed off their carcasses. Integrity, ethic, and morality are the only leverage that we'll ever have over the descendants and ascendants of a people who have been so misguided that they took responsibility to enslave a people that they did not create, that they took responsibility to annihilate a people that they did not create, that they took responsibility to destroy and change the entire topography of an earth that they did not create. We can have no allegiance to the perpetuation of systems and governments that undermine the intelligence of existence and their own populace. Our complete allegiance has to be to the intelligence of our own being, to life itself, and to the laws that govern life itself, in order for us to come to that point of clarity, come to that point of potency, come to those degrees of conscious responsibility and ability to respond directly and correctly to that which is needed in our now moment, to be the vehicles and vessels of the establishment of the greatest order, the eternal order, and to be in a position where you are able to receive the laws in the establishment of the eternal government. Many have been calling and calling and clamoring and clamoring and saying, Jesus is coming, it's the second coming, whatever you want to call it. It is a time for order and being ordered and harmonized in the order of existence and cosmic law, universal law, and the laws that govern our being here. We are in that now moment where you cannot feign ignorance and you will not have any excuses when you've been released from your body and tossed into the spiritual worlds without ever having developed the quality of integrity and virtues that allow for the full functioning of those energy centers or chakra centers that are responsible for the formation of your spiritual bodies that shall take you into the spiritual worlds. The Creator is the totality of all there is existence itself, and we each are these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal parts of its presence. Your caring to be potent as a presence of the Absolute is that which will give you leverage from whatever situation or circumstance you are in. The Creator is the totality of all there is as existence itself. So therefore, you can use any and every circumstance and situation that you've created by virtue of your own thoughts, by virtue of your own choices, by virtue of your own beliefs, and use that to strengthen yourself so that you can get beyond all beliefs to be able to walk in the light of the absolute truth of yourself. For beliefs are those things that pass away when the truth and knowledge is really attained. And the purpose for having the truth and the knowledge is so that you can be absolutely all that you are as a living intelligence, as one who is here to delight on this earthly paradise, to fulfill the requirements of earth residency and graduate the School of University of Cosmic Wisdom to earn your wings of conscious immortality and be able to transcend death in acknowledgement of the timelessness and eternal moment that we are always held in, and the intelligence that permeates every atom and every cell of our being, which some would want to call quantum. It is the presence of the absolute presence, and we are these points of its own presence and its reality. And that's greater than calling forth who we are as nations and races of people. It's greater than trying to label yourself according to a cultural exponent of where you are in this now moment. I am a living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal part of an absolute and eternal presence that is the whole of existence, as affirmation, declaration, will allow every atom and every cell of your being to be deprogrammed and reprogrammed for this eternal existence that we're already held in. But if you are not conscious of it, you cannot really delight in the blessings of being consciously in it. Say, by the renewal of your mind, but you have to have a clean bloodstream, and that's what a lot of people are fighting. That's what's creating all of the struggle. People think that they can be activists and oriented and whatnot and continue to feed off the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, drink all manners of sodas and all kinds of things, continue to support the corporate deities of death and work towards their undermining and accomplish something. And it's absolutely an impossibility, because you'll never come to the quality of clarity, integrity, ethic, or morality to be able to receive the truth of the highest thought that is available. So you can only work with the light that you have. But when you need an absolute light for an absolute resurrection, you need to know to ask for that. And you need to be willing to do whatever it takes to put yourself in a position where the Creator will not just find favor with you, but its light, its love, its wisdom, its intelligence, its peace, its poise, its truth is absolutely triumphant as the reality of your life. For wherever you are in this now moment, for whatever degree of sickness or infirmity or imbalance or whatever you have, basically the truth of you is still the same. Whatever dis-ease there may be, you cannot believe those who have laid foundation for the disease by supporting all of this miseducation and misinformation to feed you like you were beast, less than beast. to create all of these situations. So know that there is a cure for everything. It doesn't matter what you're dealing with. It doesn't matter what you are dealing with. The cure is coming to realize that when you take time to harmonize your body, your heart, your mind, and your life with the intelligences of existence and use that which is coming from the earth, the intelligence of that which the earth brings forward as your medicine, as your, to facilitate your cleansing. All disease is as a result of deficiency, toxicity, improper thought and activity, bad habits, lack of sleep, dehydration. Our bodies are 80% water, just like the earth is 80% water. So water is a necessity, and water-based foods are a necessity for your cleansing and your purification. You cannot load your body up with pharmaceuticals and allopathic chemicals and whatnot and then think that you can be restored to your health. You cannot. You cannot continue to ingest all manners of chemicals through all of your skin and your bloodstream and whatnot and walk in the fullness of your intelligence to be able to think the highest thought that is necessary for where you are right now. And there is a massive, massive healing that all of us need to be participating in. But we cannot participate in it if we ourselves personally will not make the choices on a day-to-day basis that are in our own best interest. It is so simple. You want them complicated. You want to allow your murderers, your liars, and your thieves to be responsible for giving you something that you will not accept for yourself. You're deluded and dealing with illusion. In the midst of absolute truth, absolute love, absolute light, absolute wisdom, and the opportunity to be absolutely righted, corrected, blessed, fulfilled, absolutely delighted in the abundance of all there is as existence itself, to be able to transcend death itself and emerge into realities that are so sublime, so heavenly, so awesome and unfathomable as the result of being children of that absolute and eternal presence whose presence is all there is as existence itself. We were gifted one life, and it is an eternal life. And the majority of your life shall be lived off of the planet, but you're not preparing yourself well for the rest of your life. And if you did prepare yourself well for the rest of your life, then your life while you're here could be stress-free. Could be filled with delight and rejoicing in the ability to bless everyone you come into contact with. That is the mark of those who are divinely guided. And that's what we each need as a methodology of our empowerment. The intelligence of existence being free to be as intelligent, as loving, as compassionate, as merciful, as powerful, as genius as it is as our reality. For all of our educators, for all of our scholars, for all of our activists, for all of our mothers and fathers and our grandmothers and grandfathers and our legislators and our political people and our church people and all of that, we need to get on the same page in terms of our commitment to life, our commitment to light, our commitment to wisdom, and our commitment to truth. Absolutely. First and foremost, beyond all scriptures and all books, for the Creator is consciously seeking to be in direct communication with each one of us. And this is our time to be all that we are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal parts of it. There have been no mistakes that the Creator has made. And people have been in a state of progressive error for generations and generations and generations. That's why I say that those of us who are living now may be some of the same souls who made some of the worst errors, and we're here to rectify But we have to be reconciled, aligned, and reattuned to the absolute truth of being with each and every breath and heartbeat, with every intent, with our will, with passion and enthusiasm and care, and the commitment. To life itself, and to stand on the shoulders of all of those who've come before us, and to truly reflect and radiate that which is life in this now moment. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle with Adama.